This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was on my show back in June of this year. We're talking about Gabby Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GABLF. And with us today is the CEO of the company. She's going to bring us up to speed, Margo McAuliffe. Margo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
You know, the last time that you were on the show back in June, we started talking about how you guys were going to start doing some more M&A and start developing and looking for more stores. That being said, Gabby has a strategy to consolidate cannabis dispensaries. What is the key to executing that strategy? Your thoughts on that?
I think the key is management. There's a lot of participants in the space, but few teams have got the skill level that we have on our team to actually do consolidation properly and then to operate a consolidated chain, once consolidation is realized. Just starting with my own experience, I've done four retail consolidations outside of the cannabis space. The first one was with a telecom company where I was part of a team that grew revenue from $200 million to $2 billion. And that was primarily through consolidation. The second one was one that I led. It was in the radio broadcasting business, and we grew from one station to 50 stations, and in so doing also grew EBITDA by 500% before we sold to a private equity group. The third one was a retail food business where we had cumulative average growth year over year of over 20% as we consolidated. And the fourth one, also in the food business, we delivered ROI to investors of 760%. So it shows that not only, you know, do I have experience in consolidation, but I've also got experience in operating a consolidated group, which can sometimes be a challenge. My team is also, you know, really experienced in multiple locations. Simon Lykus is our president. He started with us in June. I've known Simon for 5 years. I've worked with him in other capacities, and he's a terrific operator. He started his career at Starbucks when they had about 50 locations, and he was responsible for building out new territories, including the Middle East, and he had great success there. He also grew two other franchise concepts in Canada. He boasts accomplishments of growth of for EBITDA of 79% in his prior experience, earnings increasing of 86%, shareholder dividends increasing 145%. So very experienced in operations and really knows how to operate a chain. And then Marshall Miners, our CFO, he just joined us in July, and he's got extensive M&A experience, having worked for MGM Resorts before moving into the cannabis world. He's been in the cannabis world for the last 3 years. Most recently, he worked for an MSO with multiple retail locations that were doing over $100 million in revenue. So that's just a sampling of our team, and I think it bodes well for our ability to execute on our strategy.
How many states are you in right now?
We're just in California, and we are. That's a strategy that we have, is to focus on California. We don't want to move out of California. The opportunities in California are extraordinary, and we think it's low-hanging fruit.
Are you guys planning on moving into any other markets?
Not right now. I mean, we think that the opportunities in California are so large that we're just going to stay focused on California. There's not a lot of players in the retail space that are focused just on California, so we think that's an opportunity. There's also no dominant player in California, and the market is highly fragmented. There's about 650 brick-and-mortar locations, and most of them are operated by single-store operators. And these single-store operators oftentimes have moved into the retail space because of their love for the product, not because of their experience. So few of them have ability to scale outside of that one location, and it's tough to operate a standalone location. many of them don't have access to capital and, as I say, very little experience, oftentimes experiencing shortage of inventory or just inability to manage cash flow. And a lot of them suffered during COVID and are now looking to exit. We've also got an opportunity for greenfield licenses in California. There's only 90 municipalities out of a total of about 480 possible that allow cannabis within their boundaries. And so there's a huge opportunity as those municipalities come on board. And again, you know, COVID is pushing a lot of these municipalities to become friendlier to cannabis because they need the tax revenue. You know, everybody suffered economically as a result of the shutdown. So people are looking for new ways to bring revenue to their
Absolutely.
Their enterprise. So lots of opportunity in California, and I think it's unique to California.
Last time you were on the show, we basically talked about revenues, how they were down. You talked about there was a crunch on inventory. If you would, have we solved that problem, and where are we at from seed to sale?
We have solved that problem. We had second quarter revenues of over $11 million. We shut down our lower growth, low margin operations and have moved everything to San Diego. So that gives us an ability to scale the business much more effectively and use our capital much more wisely. Compared to our peers, we're trading at a discount. Our EV to sales is 1x, whereas our peers are averaging over 3. Mm-hmm. And our EV to EBITDA is about 4.8x, whereas our peers are almost at 17x. So, you know, once our story gets out there, once people realize that we are executing, then I think that people will start to notice us and start to move into the stock. I'm also not leaving that to chance. We just hired Hybrid Financial, which is an IR firm, and they're working to get me in front of their network of investors, brokers, wealth managers, family offices, anyone who's interested, so I can tell the Gabby story. And then, you know, as we were just talking, we've got a pipeline of M&A opportunities to acquire dispensaries. And as we move into those additional dispensaries, we'll have continued growth. So we're growing organically as well as through acquisition, and we're getting the story in front of interested parties. So I think that's a winning formula.
You know, let's talk about the value for investors. How is your company positioned to create value for investors going forward? You know, your stock's only at 4 cents, and I look at it, and I have so many other CBD and marijuana companies come on my show over this year, and I do feel like you're one of the most undervalued companies out there. How are you going to bring value to investors going forward?
I think it's really about getting the story out there. There's also a significant discrepancy between Canadian cannabis company trading values and U.S. counterparts, their U.S. counterparts. And I actually see that there's going to be a migration out of the Canadian stories into the U.S. stories, and quite frankly, out of cultivation and into retail-focused players. So, you know, I think that there's going to be money looking for places to invest. We're undervalued relative to our peers, as I said. And we're making a point of getting our story out there. We're also delivering. We're executing. We've got a great team, and we've got a pipeline of M&A opportunities that we're working on. We've got great growth organically. We've got the aid of an IR firm to get our story out there. So I think it's just a function of doing what we're doing, continuing to operate well, continuing to grow the business, and letting people know that that's what we're doing.
Marvin, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think it's important to realize that we've got what it takes to succeed in this industry. We've got a great team. We've got a great foundation in the Mankind Dispensary, which does some of the highest revenue and EBITDA out there in the retail world. And we're undervalued, so there's nowhere for us to go but up.
Gabby Inc. is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC markets under ticker symbol GABLF. This is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. I think the company is grossly undervalued here at 4 cents. And Margo, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that I don't have to wait another 3 to 4 months for you to come back on the show.
Well, I'd be happy to come back more frequently. I love being on your show, love being able to talk to your listeners and investors out there who are looking for a good story.
Thank you so much, and looking forward for you coming back on in the next 40 or 50 days.
Awesome. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.